This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We have recently heard a lot about earthquake activity, and we should be reminded of Christ's warning that when we hear about earthquakes here or there, that this is one of the many indicators that his return is near, but of course before his return is going to occur, terrible time will happen on this earth. Now, surely, earthquake activity all by itself is not sufficient to try to find out whether Christ's return is near or not, but let me also say this, if we wouldn't hear of any earthquake activities whatsoever, we would know that Christ's return isn't near. So it is important to realize that increased earthquake activity is part of the mix, part of the many indicators for his soon coming return. And so I'd like to give you a brief overview as to what is happening as we speak and as to what seismologists tell us what is going to happen. And I hope that that will wake you up if you are asleep, because it is going to happen. It says here in the Los Angeles Times, dated March 28, that a 5.1 magnitude earthquake rattled Southern California on Friday, raising the possibility that a larger quake is on the way. Then the same paper added on March 30 that experts say a bigger earthquake along the lesser-known fault that gave Southern California a moderate shake could do more damage to the region than the long-dreaded big one from the more famous San Andreas Fault. The Piento Hills Thrust Fault, which brought Friday night's magnitude 5.1 quake, and of course over 100 aftershocks, stretches from northern Orange County under downtown Los Angeles into Hollywood, a heavily populated swath of the Los Angeles area. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake along the fault could prove more catastrophic than one along the San Andreas Fault. It goes also on to say that the shaking from a 7.5 quake in the center of urban Los Angeles could be so intense it would lift heavy objects in the air. The Christian Science Monitor wrote on March 28 that a quake break can just be the calm before the earthquake storm. And then they are saying that an earthquake storm is when there is a cluster of large earthquakes in a region. It occurs over a period of several decades. The best example are the earthquakes that are now happening in northern Turkey along the North Anatolian Fault. The storm began in 1939. Since then, there have been 13 major earthquakes, and scientists expect at least one more major earthquake is yet to happen at the west near Istanbul. There's also an earthquake storm happening in the eastern end of the Indian Ocean. It began in 2001 with a magnitude 7.9 event and includes the disastrous December 2004 earthquake that struck Sumatra. In total, there have been 7 major earthquakes there since 2001, and at least a few more are expected. And then they are talking about other regions. They're saying that most of the motion between the Pacific and North American plates occurs along coastal California. Alaska is the most seismically active place in the United States, followed by California. And the third place is Utah. Fourth is Hawaii. And there is a big seismic potential in the Pacific Northwest. There is also the New Madrid area in southeast Missouri, where a series of 4 major earthquakes struck in 1811 and 1812. A repeat of those events will cause major damage in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas. There is also New York and New England. The largest historic earthquake in New York occurred beneath New York Harbor in 1884. It was felt along most of the East Coast. The largest New England earthquake occurred in 1755 off the coast at Cape Ann. It is still a mystery, it says, why earthquakes occur in these areas. See, you can't explain it all with those plates. Now, of course, we heard about the major earthquake striking Chile on April 2, it says a major earthquake of the magnitude 8.2 struck off the coast of northern Chile on Tuesday. causing 5 deaths and triggering a tsunami that pounded the shore with 2-meter tall waves. But then on Wednesday, another 7.8 earthquake struck Chile. ABC News asks the question on April 2 whether there's any connection. It says that the 8.2 earthquake that shook northern Chile and surrounding countries late Tuesday night was one of a string of recent earthquakes along what is known as the Ring of Fire, a circle of quake-prone areas on the Pacific Rim. A magnitude 5.1 quake hit Los Angeles last week, followed by aftershocks along the California coast. Both cities lie along the so-called Ring of Fire, where two plates underneath the Earth's surface occasionally bump up against other plates. The 9.0 magnitude quake that hit Japan and caused the Fukushima meltdown in 2011 was on the Pacific's Ring of Fire. The most susceptible areas on the Ring of Fire include such populated cities as Santiago, Chile, Los Angeles, San Francisco, California, Seattle, Washington, Tokyo, Japan, and Lima, Peru. And we have all heard about the situation at Yellowstone, a potentially terrible, devastating situation. Now, NBC News reported on March 30 that a 4.8 magnitude earthquake rocked Yellowstone National Park in Montana early Sunday. The quake was centered almost in the middle of Yellowstone National Park. The quake was the most powerful to hit since 1985. But now listen to this terribly frightening, startling revelation by Epoch Times, saying this on April 2. A number of bloggers are posting videos that show bison and other animals allegedly leaving Yellowstone National Park, prompting theories that as earthquakes ramp up, the seismic activity will set off the Yellowstone supervolcano. A series of smaller quakes have hit the region over the past few weeks, and those quakes have been linked to the recent 5.1 magnitude quake and aftershocks that hit in the Los Angeles area. It says here that nearly one quarter of the northern elk herd at Yellowstone National Park are missing. The more the earthquakes in the region, the more are the chances of the volcano being activated from its dormant state. And researchers recently discovered, according to this article, that the supervolcano is far bigger than previously thought, about 2.5 times. The findings point to the potentially disastrous consequences if the volcano were ever to blow. The Yellowstone volcano is still active, and nothing can be done to prevent an eruption. Now, we might be thinking about perhaps the devastating Great Alaska earthquake, and Quartz wrote about it on March 30, because it happened 50 years ago. It says that this earthquake killed more than 100 people, but 9/10 of those were not caused by the earthquake itself, but by a series of tsunamis that pummeled the coast, one of which towered 219 feet or 66 meters high. But then the article goes on to say that they come taller than that. The 1958 tsunami that ripped through Lituya Bay, a sleepy fjord near the Gulf of Alaska, was 8 times higher. In other words, it was, as it says here, a 1,720-foot monster. And it shot through the bay at 100 miles per hour, or 161 kilometers per hour. Did you know, my friends, that these things are prophesied to happen in your Bible? Again, with much greater magnitude? There's no question about it. As the return of Jesus Christ is drawing near, these things will increase. And of course, even seismologists who have no clue as to what the Bible has to say are telling you that these dangers are real. Now, who is to say that when the next earthquake strikes in your area, you will survive it? You cannot count on surety that you will live through the next catastrophe. And think about it, when the Yellowstone Monster volcano explodes. It will affect many, many states in the United States of America. Also, we are knowledgeable of the fact that tsunamis can strike the western coast of the United States of America, which it has in the past. So, no matter where you are not safe anywhere unless God is your surety and your protection. So, my friends, I believe it is high time to wake up. It is clearly indicated that these things which I described today will happen in the near future. And unless God is your guide, God is your protection, and I'm talking about the true God of the Bible, you cannot wait. You cannot be assured that you will survive the next catastrophe, because chances are you may not. Don't keep on sleeping until it is too late for you to wake up. This program today should help you to wake up and to get serious about what this life and your future is really all about. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.